Kof Gimel Aleph, Elul, Monday the 10th of September, Rabbi Emmanuel Dinan, Ad Kan Sipur Yagi Rachamecho.
Good morning, my Rabbi Sai. I do hope that you'll find this share of interest, and I hope to shed some light on a few points which I found difficult to understand. Those of us who have learnt the Daf HaYomi recently, last 2 weeks, may remember the Mishnah on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. The Mishnah on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis enumerates 3 points, 3 things that a person inserts into tefillah and that one must silence him. And the Mishnah says the following: Ha'ayme al kan tzipo yagiu rachamecha. One who says in his tefillah, al kan tzipo, on a bird's nest, your mercy shall reach. Ve'al toiv yizochel shemecha, and for the good, your name should be remembered. Moidim moidim, he says twice, thank you. And he gets effusive in his thank you, and he says twice, thank you, meshaski noisoi. Right? So, Ha'ayme al kan tzipo rachamecha, Rashi explains, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your abundance of mercy is so enormous that please have rachmanos on us. Your abundance of rachmanos is even on the bird's nest. Have rachmanos on us. We silence him. Why? So the Gemara says, we understand, Al tovi zochel ishmecha. We understand the problem with that. Al tovi zochel ishmecha. I am mentioning your name for the good. But we know, we have a Mishnah later on in the Masechta which says, Kishem shemevorchin ala toiva, kach mevorchin ala ra. One has to make a bracha, and Rashi says, Kishem, in the same way, besimcha, it's got to be an inner simcha, we make ala ra, baruch dayan emes. So therefore, you can't say ala toiva zochesh shemecha. Moidim moidim, although it doesn't necessarily mean it, but it sounds like shtei reshuyos. It sounds like there's two different gods that he's saying thank you to. But what's wrong with saying Al kan tzipo yagiu rachamecha? So the Gemara gives two suggestions. Right? Two suggestions that are brought in the first paragraph. The first one is Mishum demattil kino b'maisa bereishis. He kiviyochel, in a way he is placing jealousy in the works of creation. What does that mean? He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmonos for this bird, but he didn't have rachmanos for other birds. For instance, a non-kosher bird, there's no mitzvah shulach hakin. You want to give it to your klovim, you want to give the eggs to your animals, no mitzvah shulach hakin. There's no such equivalent mitzvah by other species, by other animals apart from birds. So, therefore, he's matil kina b'maisei bereishis. And the second one, and this is what I really want to speak about today, Imshum temashve midoisov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim. He is making the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachamim, mercy, ve'einon ela gzeres. And they are, in effect, in reality, they're only decrees to be obeyed. Very esoteric sentence. Right? Shmishum shemashve midoisov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, first of all, what does midoisov mean? What does it mean, mashme midoisov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And he's saying, you are saying the reasons of Hashem's mitzvahs are rachamim, and they're not. They're really gzeiros. Let's hear what Rashi has to say. Yeah? Midoisov, first of all, Rashi renders midoisov as mitzvoisov, his commandments. It's an interesting notion, perhaps we can go into that another time. But midoisov is mitzvoisov. They are the midos of Hashem. Vehu loyle rachamim also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us the mitzvahs because of rachamim. Elo lehatil al Yisrael chukei. 3 things now Rashi mentions. The purpose of the mitzvahs is lehatil al Yisrael chukei gzeroisav, the statutes of his decrees. Loidia sheheim avodov, his servants. Veshoimra mitzvoisav, and they guard his mitzvahs. Vegzeras chukoisav, and they keep the decree of his chukim. Av bidvarim sheyesh lesotam leakum lehashiv aleim. As we know, the Rashi in Parshas Chukas, there are certain mitzvahs that the nations of the world, the sotan, they mock. They say, what's the reason? It doesn't make any rational sense to do this mitzvah. So we keep the mitzvahs, even in chukim without rhyme and reason, to show one thing, that we are servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This requires a number there are a number of questions here. I'm just going to share with you a few of the questions which I had. First of all, if we're to say that there's no reason to this, there's no reason, it's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got Rachamim on the nest. So Rabbi Isai, where do we know Tzar Balei Chaim from? We know it from last week's parasha, where the Torah says, where's the Mekor for Tzar Balei Chaim? We hold Tzar Balei Chaim is Minat Torah. Where's the Mekor? Taking off a load from a donkey. How do you know? But we're saying here, this has nothing to do with Rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, we do it. You can't say that there is a reason for it. So maybe the reason why the Torah says to unload the load from the donkey, to help your friend. Where do we know at all the concept of Tzar Balei Chaim? If we're saying, no, the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are not Rachamim, they're not mercy, it's all just to be listened to without rhyme and reason. Second of all, we know that the Rishonim do that the whole time. They start giving us reasons for the mitzvahs. Right? They start getting the Moir Nevuchim and the Ramban. And if a person just has a superficial glance at the Mepharoshim and the Torah, they're always trying to explain the reasons for the mitzvahs. Now, as they all say, they're not absolute, but they're still trying to delve into what does the Torah want of me. Not just what do I need to do. Not the just own the vos, the far vos as well. Not only the what, but why. The Rishonim do that the whole time. And the Ramban, it's kedai to see the Ramban on the parasha of Shiloach HaKen. He brings from numerous chazals that the mitzvahs do have a reason. One example that he gives, yeah, why the Gemara says, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu not megale the reasons, although the reasons for the mitzvahs, which he gave in the Torah? So the Gemara says, the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin that I gave lo yarbe lo susim and he shouldn't get noshim besusim. A king shouldn't have too many wives and too many horses. And lo and behold, Shlomo HaMelech said, "Well, to me this doesn't apply." Right? The Torah says, "In order not to stray his heart away from Hashem," and therefore, ani yarbe b'lo yachta. You see, I revealed the reason, and it was
not really right, is it?
Okay, right. But one thing I want from that chazal, it's a fascinating chazal, but I want to bring one nekuda. Chazal is saying explicitly that the mitzvahs have got reasons. They have got reasons. It's just, you cannot, sometimes the Torah concealed it because it felt that there's some danger here. But here we're saying, our Gemara is saying, the mitzvahs do not have reasons. They're just gzeiros. Difficulty number three, Rabbi Isai, let's analyze the words of Rashi. Rashi says, we keep these mitzvahs, why? Lohidia, to proclaim, Shehem Avodov, that they bring Klal Yisrael, are his servants, V'shoim HaMitzvahisov, Gzeiros Chukosov, we keep his mitzvahs, and his chukim, for instance, chukim such as the ones which the nations of the world poke fun at. So, in the very same sentence, Rashi is telling us there's two types of mitzvahs. There's mitzvahs which are rational, those are mitzvahs, and there's mitzvahs which don't have any reason, such as chukim. That is the difference between mitzvahs and chukim. So in that very same Rashi tells us that there are mitzvahs with reasons. Okay, so those are the three questions. Yeah, those are just a few of the questions. First of all, what does it mean? None of the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anything to do with Rachamim, just do like a robot. Question number two, the Rishonim always give reasons and try to probe into the reasoning of the mitzvahs. And thirdly, Rashi says explicitly, there's a difference between mitzvahs and chukim. Some are mitzvahs with reasons, some are mitzvahs without reasons. Okay, let me share with you, Rabbi Isai, a fascinating chinuch on this mitzvah. This is how I came to it. just before we go into that, I thought you may have noticed there was a spelling mistake on the notice of this shir. The notice of the shir said Ad Kein Tzipo Yagiu Rachamecha, and our Mishnah in fact says Al Kein. This Girsa Ad Kein is actually the Girsa of the Yerushalmi. And according to Yerushalmi takes a completely different approach than the Nag Gemara, than the Talmud Bavli, and says, Ad Kein Yagiu Rachamecha, until Kein Tzipo Yagiu Rachamecha. So the Yerushalmi is much more Ad, but not beyond that. You know the limit of your Rachamim, until, you know, it stretches as far as the Kein Tzipo, but not further than that. And that's the problem. the insinuation that one that it seems to imply that there is a limit to your rachamim. But our Gemara, as we've said, and it gives two separate reasons. Okay, let me share with you the chinuch concerning the mitzvah shelach haken. So the chinuch, in fact, uses this Gemara as a springboard that this mitzvah has got nothing to do with tzar balei chayim, nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim on the living being. He says the following fascinating idea. The Torah, here I have an opportunity. I have the mother with the eggs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to use all the opportunities possible in our lives in this world to see His Hashgacha, to see Hashgachas Hashem in the Bria, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the divine providence in this world. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us yet another opportunity to ingrain this into ourselves? How is that? You have here a mother and her young, either eggs or the chicks. This person wants to take both. Right? He wants to take both and thus annihilate this family. That's what he, in effect, is doing. He's annihilating, because he's taking off the offspring, and he wants to take the mother, by the way. She says he's got no opportunity to reproduce again. That is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show us his Hashgacha on the Baalei Chaim. Here the Chinuch says a fascinating thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shoymer every min. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensures that every species, since the day of creation, still survives. And not like the well-known phrase, the survival of the fittest. Every species, yeah, since the day of creation, has survived to this day. That demonstrates Hashgacha. Now, the first thing I would think when I saw this, I couldn't. How do you reconcile that with a dodo, with the many species that we know have become extinct? That's the first question, which perhaps some of you are asking. I certainly had this question. So it would seem that what the chinuch means is a whole species hasn't become extinct. We may have categories of species which have become extinct, but not a whole species. By ingraining in ourselves that knowledge, look at Kodesh Baruch Hu, even the weak one, even the one who's not the fittest, survives. Why? Because that's Ratzon Hashem. Because that is the will of the omnipresent, that a person comes to the Akara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running this world. But that's not the end of it. From the Hashgacha Klolis that a person sees in the Baalei Chaim, from the lesson that he sees how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world of living creatures, he will come to then take the next lesson, which is the purpose of creation. How does this affect me? That there's also Hashgacha Protis on me. Right? I'm also created, I'm also a being, and I am different. I am differing, I am a being with Bechira, with free will. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over me, and if I do his rotzen, if I try to get close to him, I will get schar not only in the world to come, but in this world, and Chinuch is madgesh, in this world you will get schar, as well, of course, as the world to come. And if I, Rachman al-Islam, go against his will, I will have to suffer the dividends. I have to suffer the consequences. That is what the Chinuch says. Continues the Chinuch. That, with that we can understand why Arichus Yomim. What's this mitzvah? Why is it associated with Arichus Yomim? The mitzvah, Leman Yitavloch V'Arachto Yomim. Why Arichus Yomim? Because this person is proclaiming the kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's proclaiming, he is ingraining himself the knowledge, look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after the Baalei Chaim, the living species, and therefore look how he's judging me and watching over, presiding over me, and therefore that's the Tachlis HaBriyah. That is what we were created in this world for, to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, of course, he deserves longevity, he deserves a long life, because he's the purpose of creation. That is why, continues the Chinuch, the Medrash says, is anybody aware of this Medrash? That Chazal Darshan, that Shiloach HaKan, in the merit of Shiloach HaKan, one will be Zoicha to Bonim, to children. Chazal Darshan, Shalach to Shalach Esa'im, Vesa Bonim Tikach Loch. These last few words seem redundant, because we're talking about somebody who wants to take the bonim. So why ves abonim tikach lach? Your children you will take for yourself. In other words, it's a sgula for children. Why? Says the chinuch, midah kineged midah. Because a person's descendants, a person's children, are bra kara de'avua. They are an extension of him. So we either give him longevity, or we give him longevity via his children, because he has proclaimed the purpose of creation. And then the chinuch says, I'm going to prove what I'm saying and he quotes our Gemara, he quotes our Mishnah. You see that this mitzvah is nothing to do with rachamim, which fits in very well with what I said. It's to do with seeing the divine providence in this world. Now, the first question, Rabbi Isai, that hit me when I saw this chinuch is, if a person, let's say, a person is a deep thinker, and he sees how HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks after the min, and he says, wow, it's remarkable how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ensured the survival of every species in this world. Therefore, the chinuch says, automatically you will learn from there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach over me, and there's reward and punishment. It's a question not obvious. How does one lead to the other? How do you see one from the other? How does one follow from the other? You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running this world. Yeah, the American dollar said, in God we trust. That's got nothing to do with the way I run my life. The chinuch says you'll automatically, you'll see Hashgach the way Hashem is Mashgiach of the Baal HaChaim, and you'll translate that to yourself. How does one see? Right? If I don't believe in Hashgach HaPratis, if I don't believe in reward and punishment, I don't think I will come to that belief through this. No, are we in it together? So I thought of the following. Of course, a non-believer, this is not going to get him to believe. That's for certain. But the whole of life, on one hand, emunah, everything starts with emunah. Yeah? Tzadik be'em, emunah is the basics. Emunah is a yesoy shakol toim echalov. It's the pillar. Without emunah, it's worth anything. There's no mighty mitzvahs, there's nothing. The world's empty without emunah. So the beginning of everything, reishis chokhma yiras Hashem. But the whole purpose of the Torah, the purpose of creation, the purpose of living is also emunah. So we have a paradox here. Emunah is the foundation, is the starting point. On the other hand, the emunah is the finishing point. But Tachlis is to emunah. The whole of life is to enhance our emunah, is to make our knowledge more tangible, is to ensure that we don't suffer from cognitive dissonance, is that we live emunah. Therefore, all the mitzvahs are opportunities to enhance our emunah. And if a person can't add, a person doesn't know his rationale, his manner of thinking is deficient, then of course he won't learn. But we're not talking about such a person. We're talking about a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, Yosher, straight. A straight person will be able to deduce one thing from another. We just need those lessons to give us vivid and tangible lessons that we can ingrain emunah. Therefore, it automatically follows. Everybody understands that man is a free being. Man is different to behemoth because he has free will. Therefore, once I've ingrained and I've seen with my eyes, via contemplating the world and seeing how Hashem is Mashgiach, automatically it follows on the Zashkocha process. The Ramban and the Moreh Nevuchim, the Rambam in his famous work Moreh Nevuchim, they suggest the reason for Shiluach HaKan is because of Tzar Baal HaChaim. Is exactly because of Tzar Baal HaChaim, right? And the Rambam says that the Tzar Baal HaChaim, the tremendous pain of the mother seeing her young being taken away from her in front of her eyes, right? That's the Tzar. And the Ramban also learns it's the Tzar Baal HaChaim, it's the cruelty, but it's the cruelty of annihilation. That means not like the chinuch that takes the concept of annihilation of the family and uses that to learn the lesson of Hashgacha. The Ramban says that itself is the act of cruelty, to completely finish off the family, the mother and her young, at the same time That's the act of cruelty which the Torah wants to distance us from. So the problem is our Mishnah. The problem is our Mishnah. Al kenti bo yagir rachamecha. So I'm going to amalgamate the Chinuch and the Ramban together, as to my limited understanding, how I understood what they're saying. A person who says that the reason of the mitzvah is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmonos is in danger of the following. Everything created, this is a bit of a philosophical point, this HaKadosh Baruch Hu is incorporeal. He doesn't have any physical dimensions in any way. In fact, he doesn't even have feelings. All feelings really are created things. Even the feeling of pain, when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu having pain, is just a way, it's a figurative way of speaking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't feel pain, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. Something which is infinite, pain is a feeling of chisoron. Even, Rabbi Yisai, even the middle of Rachamim, the way we know it, says the Chinuch, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have. Because Rachamim, that we know, it has a deficiency. Because man was created that as soon as he sees a person or something or a situation, a circumstance of distress, of pain, that hurts him. There's no such thing by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no such thing as it pains HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because pain is a deficiency. Pain is a chisoron. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kulo shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is omnipotent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is akol yochol. There is no deficiency in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All the midas and all the, just like we use Dibra Torah, Koloshon Bnei Adam, we use Yad Hashem, Ayin Hashem, the Eye of Hashem, but they're all a manner of speaking his feelings as well as a figure of speech. He doesn't really have feelings. Not the feelings as we know them. The Midas, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has allowed us to see, he has created the middle of Chesed. He has created the middle of kindness. He has created the middle of Rachamim. Rachamim, according to our understanding, we have to execute. That Rachamim is a middle which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to act upon. So although we say, Mahu Rachum, Afata Rachum, Mahu Chanun, Afata Chanun, it's only that we're doing actions like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But he is Be'etzem, not a Merachim. It's a very fine point. He's Be'etzem, not a Merachim. When we say V'rachim of HaKol Ma'asov, it's not the Rachamim which we know. He displays his Rachamim on the whole Bria. A person who says, now, Rabbi Yisrael, let's go and say, see a diuk. Might take a diuk in Rashi. Yeah? Ha'oimer bitfilosoi. Rashi says, Ha'oimer bitfilosoi. Yeah? Bitfilosoi. Rashi's adding one word, bitfilosoi. Why does Rashi add that word? Right? And the Rambam as well brings this halacha. He says, somebody who davens in his tefillah, he said, Al kein tzipo yagir rachamecha meshaskinu yisui. It doesn't say that somebody who's giving a shi'i and says the reason for kein tzipor is because of tzar bali chayim, because of rachamim, that Mishaskinoi, so you take him down, you make him stop giving the shir. It says if he says it in tefillah. So the Tosfos Yom Tov and others say it's only in tefillah that you're not allowed to say it. We are allowed to suggest reasons for the mitzvahs, right? But we're not allowed to say it in tefillah. Because in tefillah, every phrase, at least the phrases of praises, the shvachim, have to be absolute, right? Have to be absolute emes. Right? In tefillah, yeah, the pasuk says, "Doyver shekorim lo yikon leneged einai." Somebody who speaks falsehood cannot stand up before me. Therefore, in tefillah davka, that's when you're not allowed to say something in as absolute when you don't know it. And I would like to suggest the reason why. If you say something is absolute, then you are saying this is the reason. Then either that means it doesn't make sense if you're saying that as an absolute reality, then it doesn't make sense to you to say it any other way. Then you're in danger, as the Chinuch says, of attributing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the middah of mercy, rachmin, which you know, and you're translating over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the danger. Rashi holds slightly different. If you say in tefillah as an absolute, when you don't know for sure that that's the reason, then you are in danger of rationalizing Judaism. You're in danger of yes, this mitzvah will be okay, but what happens when I come to mitzvahs which I don't understand, which seem irrational to me? On that, Rashi says, no, behind, underlying principle behind every mitzvah is every mitzvah, even the ones with a reason, are there because we are Kodesh Baruch Hu's servant. And they're there to make that very declaration. If you say, of course you're allowed to suggest, to enhance your performance, and if you see, Ein L'day Alela Masherin Novrois, and the Rishonim do that the whole time, to try and explain the reasons of the mitzvah, but always the underlying concept is, I do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do it. If I say a statement as an absolute statement, when I don't know that it's an absolute MS, then I'm in danger of rationalizing Yiddishkeit, and therefore I'll only keep what I understand, and I think that's the Kavanah of Rashi. So now I think we have solved our problem. Of course, Tzav Alechaim, when the Torah says, Torah can be mapped on Tzav Alechaim, right? Because the Torah wants us, not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanus, as we know, on the animals, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to act with compassion. The Rishonim try to explain, give reasons for the mitzvahs. Because as we said, the mitzvahs are there, although we have to keep them despite the reasons, we are entitled, and in fact encouraged to pursue the reasoning of the mitzvahs. And that's the Kavanah of Rashi, that there's mitzvahs and chukim. I would just like to finish off very, very quickly with a Aznaim LaTorah. Rav Zalman Sarotskin, a beautiful Rav Zalman Sarotskin. He says, there are many common factors between chayas and oifos, between wild animals, kosher wild animals, and oifos, and birds. Can anybody think of a few similarities in halacha? Sorry? Malika and Shechita, right? Kisoy Adam, the birth chayav Kisoy Adam, Chaylev is mutar, right? The chaylev of a chaya and an oif is mutter, and other similarities. And yet, the mitzvah of shiloach haken is something unique by a bird. Why is that? So, Sarotskin suggests the following. Every being, apart from birds, a parent loves the child, loves the offspring, because it sees a similarity to itself. The mother sees herself in the baby. She sees something they say, although it's still a baby, right? Very much so. Nevertheless, she sees herself in a baby. So therefore, she's able to relate to it. She's able to give her love and tenderness to the child. However, by birds, we find something unique. I don't know if this would translate to fish as well, which lay eggs. But the bird gives over the love to an egg. To an egg where there's no resemblance to the egg in any way. It's an inanimate object. She can't see anything, and yet she gives and gives and gives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matbia, instilled such a deep ahava, such a deep love for the eggs, that she's able to see, to give love over and to look after them. B'mesiras nefesh, with self-sacrifice, she's willing to put herself in danger, even though they're just eggs, and she can't see any similarity. That the Torah doesn't want us to use that midah of tremendous ava azah to use it to our advantage. The mother bird at the moment is tremendously attached to things, to a child. Ad kedei kach, you see that attachment, that she even loves the eggs. That's why the Torah does not want you to use that love to your advantage. You can't use that as a one-up. And this is a tremendous lesson. The dislike of the unlike. Right, we know the dislike of the other. How many deaths and how many genocides have come to this world because of the dislike of the unlike. Here we have the bird which displays the love of the unlike, and that's why she's zoche to this midah. May we all be zoche to like the whole of Klal Yisrael, to see the good in others, and we should be zoche to see the chasim atoyva. So shall we.